If you're tired of hearing about Maddie's high school baseball prowess, just wait 5 seconds until Anthony tells stories about his amateur tennis days.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
You're listening to Rothman and Ice.
All right, big shakeup in the NFL. Great fantasy stuff. A lot of stuff to navigate. Games being moved, potential canceling of games. It's been a wild ride in fantasy so far. Derek Brown, senior fantasy analyst at the FTN Network, jumps on our Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. D-Bro, welcome back.
Thank you for having me back. It's going to be a blast talking football with you.
Yeah, all right, let's handle the big news right out of the gate. And this certainly it relates to fantasy, but I want to get your take on where Le'Veon Bell will land. What's his next team?
That's funny. I was actually talking about a few landing spots on Twitter just now with a few people. I think there's a few dark horse landing spots here that make a ton of sense. I actually like the Cardinals because we've seen that Kingsbury once won back. Drake is not playing exceptionally well. I don't think Edmonds is going to be the full-time guy, so I could see him landing there, as well as possibly the Colts. They wanted Marlon Mack to be a thing. Jonathan Taylor's not bouncing off the page right now. And, of course, I mean, can we bring up any type of free agent signing and not mention the Patriots? I mean, I know that...
Exactly. Especially like a malcontent or somebody that has soured somewhere else, right?
Absolutely. I mean, Belichick loves veteran guys. None of those running backs are really separating themselves. And I know it's always the usual narrative, but I do think it could have some legs here.
Derek, I got to ask you about Dallas' situation, man. Obviously, you're well aware of what happened to Dak. So unfortunate for him. And, you know, fantasy owners now, whether it's Gallup, Lamb, Amari, Zeke, and there's a bit of a question as to what's going to happen because, you know, their defense was really bad, and that led to some fantasy gold for a lot of people because Dak had to throw a ton. And what are you expecting now? Are you expecting a kind of 180 here and going back to the Cowboys we've seen a couple of years ago where Zeke can handle a lot of the work? Or, you know, in your opinion, do you think Dalton can be a guy that can, you know, could contribute and spread out the wealth?
I think they're going to be perfectly fine, to be honest. I've heard a lot of the rumors in the streets about everybody talking about them being a run-first team and commentators talking about this is a good thing for Dallas. And I think there's a little bit of crazy to that. But, I mean, honestly, Dalton has shown that when he's surrounded with good talent, and this is arguably this is the best set of skill players he's ever been around, arguably. I mean, since, what, early Cincinnati days? Yeah. I think Dalton's going to be fine. The system that they have in place for Dallas, they're still going to run a ton of plays. They've got an amazing set of skill guys around him. I think that Dalton is going to probably walk into top 10, top 12 weeks. And I think the Dallas offense is going to be perfectly fine. Like, Zeke's going to get his 20 touches a game and a ton of targets in the passing game. So I know Dalton's not a great name on paper, but I think for all the skill players around him, I think they're all going to be fine. Like, Amari's going to have great weeks moving forward.
All right, let's talk about the strategy then at quarterback here, because I think you guys brought up the name of this week, which is Andy Dalton. And I'm going to throw out a couple names you, Derek, about, you know, guys that might be available in leagues right now, because it's really tough to do it any other way. But I think universally these names are probably available, and we're going to compare Dalton to them. And you tell me if you were a Dak owner or someone on a team that wants to take one of these quarterbacks and try to trade it to the Dak owner, I'm going to throw out some names, and you tell me in order of who you would like. Andy Dalton, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Baker Mayfield, potentially Carson Wentz, and Derek Carr. Those are, and maybe even Nick Foles. Those are some of the names that probably would be on your wire if you're in a single quarterback league. Which one do you want to have if you're the Dak owner? Which one's the most valuable for a trade piece?
I think that Fitzpatrick is going to answer both questions. I think that he can carry a good bit of trade equity right now, especially if you look at their schedule this week. They're going against the Hapless Jets, who can't stop anybody through the air. Like, the only thing they do well as a team right now is stopping the run. So Fitzpatrick, I think, is going to garner the best trade equity for you to a Dak owner, as well as being a great start this week. I mean, if I had Andy Dalton and I picked him up, I would have no issues. Like, I would start Fitzpatrick over him, but over pretty much the rest of those options, I think I would roll with Andy as a second option there.
You want the, but real quickly, you if you if it came down to Dalton and Fitzpatrick long term, like this would be the guy if you were a Dak owner, what would you advise to the Dak owner? Which guy, Dalton or Fitzpatrick?
I would say Dalton, actually. I mean, I think the offense as a whole is better around him. They're going to run more plays, and I think his weekly floor and ceiling, his ceiling's pretty similar to Fitzpatrick. And the other thing about it is, he doesn't have Tua looking over his shoulder. Like, that job is going to be his for the rest of the season. And I can't say that definitively for Fitzpatrick. Like, if he has a bad game or two in a row, we could see Tua time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good
absolutely.
Point.
Derek, I want to ask you about a young guy that some people were kind of labeling as a late-round sneaky draft pick. I drafted him in our station league here, and Antonio Gibson. Where are you with – is he a guy that you still want in your lineup week to week? Because we've seen J.D. McKissic kind of eat into some of that confidence. Antonio Gibson maybe as like a flex play the rest of the way, RB2. Where are you with him?
I think that the needle is pointing up for Gibson. I like him moving forward. I think that you have to temper some of the expectations just because Washington's just not that good. I mean, their offensive line's not great. The offensive overall is not going to be great, but he does have a few things in his back pocket that can help him. He's with regardless of whether it's Alex Smith or Kyle Allen, both of them are going to be check down artists, and he's going to get a ton of work in the passing game. I think just volume alone, regardless of matchups, he's probably going to be a low-end RB2 for you moving forward.
Really good stuff there, man, with Derek Brown, senior fantasy analyst for FTN Network. When we come back to Bell, let's kind of bookend it with Bell. His fantasy value going forward, depending on what team he lands on, I assume, anybody that owns him is keeping him to try to find out. Where is his fantasy value the best? Where does he have to go to really light up fantasy-wise?
His best-case landing spot is Arizona. Honestly, they've shown the willingness to, one, trade and acquire a veteran back in the middle of the season. They've also shown the willingness to bench a guy in the middle of the season if he's not producing. I mean, we all remember what happened to David Johnson last year, and I do think injuries kind of played into some of that, but Drake is not doing great. I don't think that Kingsbury's married to Edmonds, so that's really the best-case scenario for him, and that's where I'm hoping that he lands.
Last one for me, real quick, on the wide receivers, heading down to Jacksonville because DJ Chark's nicked up right now. Laviska Shenault, the young guy, has done some good things. You got a guy you'd rather have the rest of the way? Is it still DJ Chark, or are you a little worried about the young guy, Laviska Shenault, maybe taking some things away from him?
I'm still in on both. I think if you got Chark, you got to hold him. Obviously, you're not going to sell low after an off game. Bradley Roby actually did a really good job in coverage and shadow coverage versus him last week. But I would be trying to go out and get LaVisca on my teams. I think Shenault, I mean, the guy's got talent. Like, he just oozes skill set. And this game this week, I mean, he's going to see a lot of Desmond Trufant, who at this stage of his career can be beat. I really, really like LaVisca this week. Like, if you got him or you can pick him up off the waivers, he's still out there. I really think he could walk into, like, being a top 24, top 36 option for you with some ceiling this week.
Derek Brown with us. Great insight, man. Always fun to talk with you about fantasy football and the way things are this year. It's been a crazy one so far. Thanks, D-Bro. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. Yeah, strap in. It's going to be a wild ride.